بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مركز التوحيد بسيدني أستراليا بالاشتراك مع سلفي لكشرز أستراليا ومكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي، يسعدهم تقديم الشيخ خالد بن دحوي الضفيري حفظه الله ورعاه. وهذا في سلسلة الأصول الستة في يوم السبت 19 من محرم 1440 هجري الموافق 29 من سبتمبر 2018 ميلادي. مركز التوحيد in Sydney, Australia in conjunction with Salafi Lectures Australia and Muhaddin Publications in the Caribbean are pleased to announce the continuation on the classes of the six fundamentals or six foundations of Iman with our beloved Sheikh Sheikh Khalid bin Dahwi al-Dhafiri hafidhahu Allah wa ra'ah. And that's on the Saturday, the 19th of Muharram, 1440 Hijri, corresponding to the 29th of September, 2018 Miladi. فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله على آله وصحبه ومن اتبع هداه. أما بعد، حياكم الله إخوتي مجددا في هذا الدرس الأخير من كتاب الأصول الستة للشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. وكنا لما شرعنا بهذا الكتاب مررنا على مقدمة الإمام محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى التي فيها بيان أن هذه الأصول من أكبر آيات الله، وأنه قد وضحها الله عز وجل توضيحا تاما، لكنه قد ضل فيها كثير من أذكياء العالم الذين اتبعوا الأهواء والبدع ولم يسلكوا دين الله عز وجل الصحيح. وذكر الأصل الأول وهو في وجوب إخلاص الدين لله عز وجل والتوحيد والبراءة من الشرك وأهله، وتكلم عن الأصل الثاني وهو الأمر بالاجتماع والنهي عن التفرق. والأصل الثالث تابع له وهو في وجوب السمع والطاعة لولاة الأمر وتحريم الخروج عليهم والأدلة على ذلك. والأصل الرابع في بيان حقيقة العلم ومن هم العلماء وبيان من تشبه بهم وليس منهم من أهل البدع والأهواء الذين يلبسون على الناس الحق والباطل. والأصل الخامس الذي شرحناه في المحاضرة الماضية وهو في بيان أولياء الله عز وجل حقيقة وأولياء الشيطان على الحقيقة، وأن العبد يجب عليه أن يفرق بين أولياء الرحمن وأولياء الشيطان حتى لا يقع في هبائل وخدع وخطوات الشيطان. وهذا أوان الشروع إن شاء الله في الأصل السادس، وفقنا الله وإياكم لكل خير.
آمين. شيخ حفظ الله أستاذ باسين، بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. His family and his companions thereafter. We start by saying حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters. And today inshallah we go into the last class on the book of the six foundations of Iman for Sheikh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah. And we have started with the introduction that the Sheikh himself rahimahullah have started with for his book, where he showed us that these foundations have been shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the greatest ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have told us these foundations were have been clarified so well, but yet so many of the intellectuals or so many of those who claim to be smart from this world have followed their desires and innovations and been misguided away from such foundations. And then he went into the first fundamentals, the first foundation, which is the necessity of sincerity and the necessity of being free from people of shirk or shirk and the people of shirk till the end of that foundation. Then the second foundation, which was commanding good and forbidding evil, till the end of that foundation. And the third one was the necessity of hearing, obeying for the rulers and the leaders of the Muslims, and the prohibition of going against them, and the proofs upon that. And the fourth foundation was, in brief, the clarification regarding what is the reality of knowledge and who are the scholars, and the clarification of those who are trying to resemble the people of knowledge, but yet they're not from them. And the fifth was that we explained in last lecture, who are the awliya of Allah in reality and who are the awliya of the shaitan in reality. And it's a must to distinguish between the two of them so you would not fall into following the awliya of shaitan. And today, inshallah, we're going to the sixth foundation of Iman. Now.
قال رحمه الله تعالى الأصل السادس رد الشبهة التي وضعها الشيطان في ترك القرآن والسنة واتباع الآراء والأهواء المتفرقة المختلفة وهي أن القرآن والسنة لا يعرفهما إلا المجتهد المطلق والمجتهد هو الموصوف بكذا وكذا أوصافا لعلها لا توجد تامة في أبي بكر وعمر يبين رحمه الله تعالى أن الشيطان وضع كثيرا من الخطط والشبه والآراء لأجل أن يبعد الناس عن اتباع كتاب الله وسنة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام من أعظم هذه الشبه الخطافة التي أضلت كثيرا من الناس وجعلتهم بمعزل عن كتاب الله وعن سنة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وهو وصف القرآن والسنة بالصعوبة الشديدة التي لا يستطيع أن يفهم القرآن والسنة إلا المجتهد المطلق وأما عوام الناس وأما طلاب العلم فإنهم لا يستطيعون أن يفهموا كتاب الله ولا أن يتبعوا سنة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إلا عن طريق هؤلاء المجتهدين فكانت نتيجة هذه الشبهة أن جعلوا القرآن والسنة فقط للتبرك يقرؤونها للتبرك لا للاتباع والفهم بل يزعمون أن من قرأها ليفهمها فإن هذا سيؤدي به إلى الضلال وإلى الانحراف وهذا في الحقيقة شبيه بقول النصارى وبقول اليهود الذين عزلوا كتبهم وقالوا لا يقرأها ولا يفهمها إلا قساوستهم ورهبانهم وهؤلاء جعلوا القرآن والسنة لا يفهمها إلا المجتهد المطلق ما إذا قيل لهم من هو هذا المجتهد المطلق ذكروا كثيرا من الصفات التي قد لا تتحقق مجتمعة في أبي بكر ولا عمر كما ذكر يذكرون مثلا أن هذا المجتهد المطلق يجب أن يكون عالما باللغة وعالما بالأصول وعالما بالتفسير وعالما بأقوال الصحابة وحافظا للأحاديث وهكذا يذكرون جملة من الشروط كبيرة لا تتحقق في كثير من العلماء مجتمعة الله عز وجل أمر في كتابه بتدبر القرآن وأمره بالتدبر يدل على أن القرآن سهل الفهم يستطيع من يقرأه أن يفهمه لا شك أن هناك آيات تحتاج إلى الرجوع إلى العلماء لكن القرآن في أغلبه سهل الفهم واضح المعنى قال عز وجل أفلا يتدبرون القرآن بل وصف الله سبحانه وتعالى القرآن بأنه سهل ويسير على من يسره الله عليه. ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. الشاهد أن هذه الشبهة جعلوها حاجزا بين الناس وبين الرجوع إلى الكتاب والسنة. لماذا؟ حتى يقرروا ما يريدون ويضعون البدع والمحدثات ويضعون الآراء والأهواء، ثم إذا نوقشوا قالوا هذا فهمناه من القرآن والسنة وأنتم لا يجوز لكم الرجوع إلى القرآن ولا إلى السنة، ولا يجب عليكم إلا التقليد لنا. فأصبح في الحقيقة المرجع هو هؤلاء وليس المرجع إلى الوحيين. نعم.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، سبحانك. So Sheikh Hafidhahullah said, and today inshallah we're going to the sixth foundation of Iman, where Sheikh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah said, and the sixth foundation of Iman is refuting the doubt that have been put by the shaitan and leaving off the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and following whims and desires and different opinions of the people. That is to say that the Quran of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not known except by al-mujtahid al-mutlaq, the absolute person upon ijtihad and absolute knowledge. And mujtahid is described by such descriptions that you may not even find except maybe in Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. So shaitan have put so many plans, so many doubts, so many opinions for the sole reason of pushing the people away from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the greatest of these doubts that have been taken or stealing the people away from the religion of Allah and have got misguided the people and put them in such a situation where they completely separated from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the description of the book on the sunnah by extreme hardship or severe hardship that nobody can understand him except again al-mujtahid al-mutlaq, or the one that's an absolute understanding of the book of Allah and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for the layman of the people and the sense of knowledge, they cannot understand the book of Allah and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam except through those who are upon ijtihad mutlaq, or except those who are upon ijtihad. So the result of this shubha or this doubt that Allah subhanahu that they have made the book of Allah and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam only for seeking barakah or blessings. The people have made the Quran and sunnah only for seeking barakah or blessings, not to follow and not to understand and ponder upon. They went as far as claiming that whoever reads the Book of Allah or the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to understand them will lead him to misguidance and deviation. And this in reality is similar to the statements of the Jews and the statements of the Christians when they isolated their own people from the books of the religion of Allah. And they said and claimed that only the preachers or only the people in the church, the higher-ups in the church, as well as the monks or bishops and so on, whatever other names they have for them in the church, as well as the rabbis and whoever is higher-ups in the Jewish temples or synagogues, are the only ones that understand these books and keep those away from the people. So these people have made it that the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be understood except by al-mujtahid al-mutlaq. And if they were ever asked about it, they would tell you so many characteristics regarding the person that can study or read in the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that can only be gathered in the likes of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu. And they mentioned to you that it's not a must upon you to read in the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understand the books of the Sunnah. But rather they went and said that it's a must upon you to be knowledgeable of the foundations, the language, the book of Allah, the tafsir and the interpretation of the Quran through the different scholars of the Sunnah, and other than that of so many different sciences in the religion before you can actually read on your own and understand the religion of Allah. And hence, you're not allowed to do that in the first place. And this kind of characteristics will not be fulfilled except in very few of the people altogether, or cannot be combined or brought about altogether except in very few people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have told us to ponder upon the Quran and recite the Quran and read in the Quran, and gave us the indication of how easy it is to understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and told us that whoever reads the Quran and recites the Quran, he or she will understand the Quran. Yes, there's no doubt that we must return to the scholars of the Sunnah. But also, at the same time, it is easy for you to read the majority of the Quran and the books of the Sunnah and understand them with the help of the scholars. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, wherein they ponder upon the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the Quran to be easy. And easy for whoever recites it. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we have made the Quran easy to remember. So who are going to be from those who remember? So the objective here, or the result here, that this doubt that he have made as a barrier between the people and between the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why did they do that? So they would say whatever they want and put down whatever they want of innovations and uni-innovated matters and whims and desires, wal-iyadu billah. And if they ever asked why, they would tell you, this is what we understood. And it's not a must upon you to do so, except to blindly follow us, to be upon taqlid of us. So in reality, the reference here have become these people that have put those foundations. And the reference has not become, or is not anymore, al-wahyayn, which is the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now.
Qala rahimahullah. في بيان قولهم أيضا قال ومن طلب الهدى منهما أي من القرآن والسنة فهو إما زنديق وإما مجنون لأجل صعوبة فهمهما سبحان الله وبحمده. يقول رحمه الله أن هؤلاء من شدة صرفهم الناس عن القرآن والسنة زعموا أن من حاول أن يفهم القرآن يفهم قول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فهو إما زنديق أو مجنون. لماذا؟ لصعوبة فهم القرآن والسنة. هؤلاء جعلوا القرآن كله متشابه لا يمكن معرفة معناه. الله عز وجل أنزل القرآن بلسان عربي مبين وأمر بتدبره وفهمه وأمر بالرجوع إليه وأمر باتباعه وأمر بالإيمان به. كل هذه الأوجه كما قال كم بين الله سبحانه شرعا وقدرا خلقا وأمرا. كل هذه الأوجه التي ذكرتها تدل دلالة واضحة على أن القرآن والسنة سهلة الفهم واضحة المعاني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفصح من نطق باللغة العربية، لكن هذا لا يمنعنا من الرجوع إلى العلماء وفهمهم واتباع سبيل السلف الصالح من العلماء والصحابة، فنتبع القرآن والسنة بفهم السلف الصالح. أما هؤلاء يقولون اتبعونا وقلدونا ولا ترجعوا لا إلى كتاب ولا إلى سنة، هذا هو التعصب الأعمى والتقليد القبيح. العلماء أجمعوا على أن المقلد جاهل، وأن التقليد لا يفعله إلا أهل الجهل ممن لا يفهم، كما قال ابن القيم: إذ أجمع العلماء أن مقلدا للناس كالأعمى هما أخوان. إذا أجمع العلماء أن مقلدا للناس كالأعمى هما أخوان. فأهل السنة وسط، يعتقدون أن القرآن والسنة مرجع من المراجع، أنهما حبل الله الذي أمر الله باتباعه، وأنهما سهل الفهم وواضح المعاني، ويعطون أهل العلم منزلتهم ومكانتهم ويرجعون إليهم يستعينون بهم، يعتقدون أن العلماء يخطئون ويصيبون، أن العصمة في الوحيين، يقول رحمه الله واصفا هذه الشبهة، قال: في هذه في رد هذه الشبهة الملعونة من وجوه شتى بلغت إلى حد الضروريات العامة. كما ذكرت جملة من النقاط توضح وجوب الرجوع إلى القرآن والسنة وفهمهما، لكن هؤلاء غرضهم من هذا الأمر كما ذكرت سابقا، وهذا عايشه الشيخ ورآه، وهو موجود قبل الشيخ ولا زال موجودا عند دعاة التعصب المذهبي أو الطرقية الصوفية أو حتى أهل الأحزاب الموجودين الآن ممن يبايعون أحزابهم، السمع والطاعة عندهم لمرشديهم ولأئمتهم، فلا يعطون القرآن والسنة لا منزلتهما ولا المكانة التي أمر الله عز وجل بالرجوع إليهما. لذلك هي شبهة ملعونة تفصل الأمة والمسلمين عن الوحيين، هذا خلاصتها، شبهة ملعونة تفصل المسلمين عن الوحيين. فإذا فصل الناس عن الوحيين، كل من أراد أن يحدث أمرا ويبتدع بدعة فإن الباب سيكون له مفتوحا، ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. ثم ذكر الآية أو الآيات من سورة ياسين، وهي شاملة لهذه الشبهة وما قبلها من الشبه، لأن كل شبهة أو كل أصل من الأصول هناك من غيره وقلبه وبدل معناه، هؤلاء هم أهل الضلال الذين طبع الله على قلوبهم وأصبحوا كمن غلت يديه إلى عنقه وإلى ذقنه، من جمعت يديه مع عنقه وربط فلا يهتدي حق إلى الحق ولا يستطيع الوصول إليه، كما قال الله عز وجل لما زاغوا أزاغ الله قلوبهم، وآية سورة ياسين آياتها لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون، لا في أصل التوحيد ولا في أصل الاجتماع ولا في أصل السمع والطاعة ولا في أصل أولياء الله ولا في أصل اتباع القرآن والسنة. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون، أي أن هؤلاء أهل الشقاء غلت أيديهم وربطت إلى أعناقهم فهم مقمحون، أي من شدة هذا الربط رفع رأسه وهو مربوط ومرفوع رأسه فلا يبصر ولا يرى ما أمامه. جعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا، من خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. عوقب هذا الضال بأن الله منعه عن الهدى وسد طرق الخير عليه، فأصبحوا إن أنذرته أو نصحته أو لم تنذره فإنه سائر على ضلاله وانحرافه لا يؤمنون. من المنتفع بالذكر وبالنصيحة؟ ومن اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب، فهؤلاء أشرهم بمغفرة أجر كبير وأجر كريم. فقسم الله عز وجل هنا الناس إلى قسمين، قسم تركوا الحق اتبعوا أقوال الرجال فهؤلاء لا يهتدون ولا ينتفعون ولا يؤمنون، وقسم جعل الذكر هو القرآن والسنة والمرجع، وطاعة الله هي المرجع، وخاف الله وآمن بالغيب، فهؤلاء هم أهل المغفرة والأجر الكريم، جعلنا الله وإياكم منهم.
آمين آمين. إذا الشيخ عبد الله continue by saying so he said, Sheikh al-Islam rahimahullah Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, in clarifying their statements and their misguidance, he said rahimahullah, and whoever is seeking the guidance from amongst them, meaning from the book of Allah and the Sunnah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever is seeking the guidance from the book of Allah and the Sunnah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is considered amongst them to be a heretic or a crazy man, because he make it so difficult to understand the book of Allah and the Sunnah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. They say that those, from the way that they have been as far as pushing the people away from the book of Allah and the Sunnah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have claimed that whoever tries to understand the speech of Allah and the speech of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is either a heretic or a crazy man. They made the whole Quran to be similar to one another, so much similar that cannot be understood by you and me. So cannot be understood or cannot be interpreted the way the people of Sunnah have interpreted. Even though that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have revealed this Quran in a clear Arabic tongue and commanded us to ponder upon the Quran, to understand the Quran, and commanded us to return to the Quran, and commanded us to follow the Quran, and commanded us to believe in the Quran altogether, amongst other ways. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have clarified this from the way of the Sharia, and from the way of universal decree, and from the way of creation, as well as from the way of commanding us to be upon that. And this indicates clearly that the Quran of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are easy to understand. Are easy to understand, and they are clear in meanings. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was the most eloquent in the language of Arabic. And this in itself does not prevent any of us to return to the scholars of the Sunnah and understand the scholars of the Sunnah and follow whoever is upon the understanding of the past predecessors. So we follow the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in accordance to the understanding of the past predecessors. As for those, they command us to follow them and blindly follow or be upon their ways and not return to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is in truth is a ta'assub al-a'ma, blind allegiance, wal-iyadu billah, and al-taqlid al-qabih, ugly and hated imitation or following. But the scholars of the Sunnah have gathered upon that the muqallid, the person that blindly follow, is jahil, is ignorant, and that the taqlid is only done by the people of ignorance. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, that the scholars have gathered that the person upon following, blind following, is like a blind man. The person upon taqlid is like a blind man, but yet, rather, al-muqallid, or the follower, or the blind follower, is a brother to the physically blind man. But the people of Sunnah are in the middle regarding all of this. People of Sunnah believe that the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are references to refer to from the references of religion of Allah. That it is the robe of Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have commanded us to follow. That they both, the Quran and Sunnah, are easy to understand and they're clear in meanings. And yet, they still give the people of knowledge their status and their position that they are rightfully theirs. And return to the people of knowledge and seek their assistance and believe that the scholars can make mistakes just as they are right. And they believe also, في حاجة فاتت علي هنا الله مستعان ويخطئون وأن في شيء مش عارف أقرأه. شيخ خالد.
نعم.
هنا يعتقدون العلماء يصيبون ويخطئون وأن في حاجة تتاه مش عارف أقرأها الآن الله المستعان من السرعة.
والله يا شيخ أنا أتكلم ارتجالي ما أدري عاد إيش قلت.
طيب خير. طيب since I cannot remember I cannot read what I read and I asked the sheikh for
إيش الموضوع couple. يعني إيش الموضوع؟
إحنا في الموضوع هنا يعتقدون أن أهل السنة في وسط يعتقدون أن القرآن والسنة مرجع من المراجع وأنه حبل الله الذي أمرنا باتباعه وأنهم سهل نعم. الفهم واضح المعاني
والعلماء يستعينون بهم في فهم الكتاب والسنة يرجعون إليهم الفتاوى
نعم. طيب خير لا يهملون
لا الكتاب ولا السنة ولا العلماء
لا يهملون جزاكم الله خير. So the point here that I forgot to mention and the Shaykh Abdullah reminded me, and they never neglect referring to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and at the same time referring to the scholars of the Sunnah upon the understanding of the past predecessors. So Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah mentioned in this doubt regarding this wicked doubt and refuted it from so many different ways that it became necessary, generally speaking, or across the board, to understand that doubt and understand how to refute it. The first refutation, it is a must to follow the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and understand them both. And this is what the Shaykh Hafidhahullah, or rather the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, have lived through and saw with his own eyes, and is still existing till our present day and time, from those who have been to extremism, wal-iyadu billah, or from the extremist of allegiance to the different madhahib or methodologies, as well as Sufi sect or Sufi tariqas, as well as people of hizbiyya or different parties and partisanship. Those who declare their allegiance to an individual in their party and declare their hearing and obeying to the so-called the general director of their party. Those who do not give the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam their status and position and do not refer to the people of Sunnah upon the understanding of the past predecessors. This is why Sheikh al-Islam called it shubha mal'una, a cursed and wicked doubt that will push the Muslims away from al-wahyayn, from the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if the people do, if the people are pushed away from al-wahyayn, whoever wanted to innovate anything, a matter, or come about with a new matter in the religion of Allah, the door will be open for them, wal-iyadu billah. But yet, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, the majority of the people do not know. This is why it was mentioned the ayat from Surah Yasin regarding the doubt. Because every shubha that they brought about was brought about by those who have changed the religion of Allah and switched around the religion of Allah, wal-iyadu billah. Those were the people of misguidance and have become so misguided, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about them in the Quran, that their hands have been tied up to their necks, wal-iyadu billah, and their beads. Meaning, their hands were tied up so close to the necks that their head was pushed upwards, so they cannot even see the truth. And they cannot be guided to the truth. They cannot even reach the truth, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about them. So when they deviated, or they wouldn't have chosen to deviate rather, Allah deviated their hearts, wal-iyadu billah. As mentioned in the ayat again in Surah Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and it have become a reality, the statement upon the majority of them, verily they do not believe. They do not believe regarding the foundations of Tawheed. They do not believe regarding the foundations of gathering around the leaders of the Muslims. They do not believe regarding hearing and obeying. They do not believe regarding who are the awliya of Allah versus awliya of the shaitan. They do not even believe in the foundations of the book of Allah and the Sunnah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have made in their necks chains, so they would not be understanding, or they would not, yani, wal'ayadu billah, be upon clear understanding. Meaning that they have been tied up so severely that their heads again were looking up, so they cannot see, and they cannot have any ability to see what's in front of them. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another ayat, and we have made from amongst their hands, or between their hands, a barrier, and behind them, another barrier, so they cannot see, meaning they cannot even figure out the path of khair. So even if you try to warn him, he's still insisting upon their misguidance, wal-iyadu billah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the ayat, and whoever follows the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, and fear the Rahman, the most merciful, in secret as well as in the open, these are the winners. These will become from amongst the winners. So in reality, as the Sheikh Hafidhullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have divided the people into two categories, or two different kinds of people. A group that have left the truth and followed the statements of men, wal-iyadu billah. Hence, they will never be guided, or they are not guided. And a group have made the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam their main reference and the understanding of the scholars upon the way of the past predecessors. And those will be, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, be guided. May Allah make us and you from amongst them. Ameen. Now.
انتهاء هذا الأصل أتم الشيخ رسالته أتم الله لنا ولكم بخير بقوله والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. فكما بدأ بالصلاة والحمد لله كذلك ختم الحمد لله والثناء عليه أولا وآخرا وصلى وسلم على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وآله. يدخل في آله أتباعه ومن سار على هديه كذلك أهل بيته وأزواجه صلى الله عليه وسلم. بهذا نكون انتهينا بحمد الله من هذه الرسالة النفيسة في الأصول الستة لشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يفتح لنا ولكم بخير، وأن يجعل ما علمنا حجة لنا لا علينا، وأن يميتنا على التوحيد، يثبتنا على التوحيد. أسأله عز وجل التوفيق والسداد لنا ولكم. الله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. جزاكم الله خيرا على صبركم وحسن استماعكم.
آمين وإياكم. As the Sheikh Abdullah concluded by saying, and in concluding this foundation from the six foundations of Iman, we see that Sheikh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah concluded this message or this treatise the way he started, by saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praises due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in so many ways, as well as his family and his companions, till the day of Deen, till the day of judgment. So just like he started his treatise, he concluded by peace and blessings, and praise rather, and peace and blessings. And from the family, as the Shaykh Hafidhahullah said, and from the family of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the people of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, part of that are his followers, and whoever is upon the path of his guidance. Also is considered from his family and his, just as his family, or literally his members of his family upon Islam, those who are believed in his message, as well as his wives. May Allah be pleased with them all. And by doing so, we have finished or have come to the conclusion of this treatise, this precious treatise rather. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to write for us a new al-khayr, and to make us a new benefit by what he taught us, and make what he have taught us a proof for us, not a proof against us, and to make us upon Tawheed and keep us firm upon Tawheed. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us anew to be upon success, tawfiq, and sadat, and firmness. Wa jazakumullah khair for being patient with us and for being such good listeners. Ameen, ameen. Wa iyaakum, Shaykh. Jazakumullah khair.
Hafidhakumullah. Barakatikum.
Hafidhakum wa barakallahu fikum. Barakallahu fikum, Shaykh. Jazakumullah kulli khair.
هكذا نكون تهينا إن شاء الله.
طيب نستأذنكم يا شيخ. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. And by doing so, as the Shaykh Abdullah, we have finished this treatise, the six foundations of Iman. Anything that I've said as a translator that's correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anything that I've said that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.